Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 7-9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a workload is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.
This is John Batchelor, again from a much longer conversation I have with the author George Black. The new book is The Long Reckoning, a story of war, peace, and redemption in Vietnam. Here George describes the discovery that Agent Orange is the driver for distortions, for birth defects, for cancer in Vietnam many decades later, continuing, and how they did it and what reluctance there was in the United States to accept. The Long Reckoning, much later in the show.
Yeah, I was talking about the connection to liver disease. The first patterns of disease that struck the North, the doctors and scientists in the North, were returning veterans and even veterans in the field on the Ho Chi Minh Trail, where one of these doctors operated a field hospital. They're seeing all these cases of liver cancer in young men in their 20s, and they can't understand it. And then they're coming back to Hanoi or to the North after the war, and they're giving, their wives are giving birth to these grossly deformed babies, kids with terrible birth defects. And they want to understand the phenomenon. Chris Hatfield and his team arrived with the same question as the others. What do you need? What can we do to help? And the government had a committee at that point, staffed by these scientists I'm talking about, called the 1080 Committee. And the 1080 Committee says, what we need is a really comprehensive study in an area that was heavily sprayed that can really give a soup to nuts picture of how this worked. And the problem is dioxin comes from many different sources. It comes from cement factories. It comes from urban incinerators. You had to find a place that was pristine from a totally non-industrialized point of view. And by an interesting turn of history, the place that the Vietnamese scientists took Hatfield to was the famous A Sho Valley, which was so bitterly important to the war itself. There had never been any industrial development. It was a totally peasant, indigenous community. It had terrible levels of birth defects, and there were no other conceivable sources. So if you found dioxin, you knew it was from Agent Orange. And that gave rise to the idea of the hotspot, that the concentration, people were partly deterred by the idea that the whole country had been sprayed. So how did you begin to get a handle on the problem? And a lot of people saying, well, like, is every inch of farmland and forest land still contaminated? And Hatfield set out to map the journey of dioxin from the airplanes into the soil, into the water, into the body. And they found that basically most of the agricultural and forest land was pretty clean. Dioxin had degraded through natural processes. But where it concentrated was in food, particularly the fatty tissue of fish, ducks, and other creatures that absorbed the dioxin into their fat, passed it on to humans. And then really the worst tragedy of the whole dioxin story to me is that breast milk has an extremely heavy fat content. It's what makes it so nutritious. It's the most nutritious thing in the world. And women were expelling dioxin through their breast milk into their babies. So Hatfield's report with the 1080 Committee, and it was a joint report. It was not a Canadian report. It was financed by the Ford Foundation because they had the kind of resources and influence that the Vietnamese themselves didn't have. Hatfield produced its report in 2000, presented it to the U.S. Ambassador Pete Peterson, and he basically said, you guys have given me a really big political problem here, because the truth could no longer be evaded. Even then, it took another 6 years before the first aid went in to deal with the problem.
Thank you.
Hey, friend, I know how this feels. waking up exhausted after multiple trips to the bathroom, and feeling embarrassed by sudden leaks. I used to be constantly on edge, searching for a restroom whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Woman. I was skeptical at first, but 2 months in, everything changed. I experienced improved bladder control. No more heart-stopping moments when I laugh or sneeze. Less urge to go, deeper and more restful sleep. I finally felt like myself again, confident and in control. Better Woman is natural, effective, clinically tested, and trusted by women for over 25 years. Ready to take back your control? Head over to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.